It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
High school basketball back to it tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're queued up on the Cobra Channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports and MSCSports.net. Good evening from Jackson Heights High School. The Cobras hosting Troy in a battle in the Northeast Kansas League as we're on to the second full week of high school basketball here in the 2025-2026 season. Jackson Heights and Troy. We were at Troy on Friday night, and they were taking on Hiawatha, and for the Troy girls, their second consecutive loss, now 1-2 on the season, losing to Hiawatha 40-8, and that was less than 24 hours after losing its top-ranked team in 1A D2 Hanover, 52-35, Troy's lone win in the opener last Tuesday night against Valley Falls, that final 54-24. Jackson Heights, again, they're off to a 2-0 start under head coach Madison Massey, beating Atchison County 65-6 in their opener, and then following on Friday with a win against Royal Valley 35-29. We'll get you the starting lineups here before we take our patriotic timeout. Let's start with the road team on the scoreboard per usual. That is the Troy Trojans, led by head coach Derek Jasper, 29th season at the helm, and he is three wins away from 300 in his career leading this program. Well, it starts with the 5'9 senior in Harper Wettstein, Division I Northern Iowa commit, leading this Trojan team right now at 22 points per game. Also in the backcourt, 5'4 sophomore, that is Haley Groff, 8.3 points per game to start. Nicole Judd, another senior guard at 5'3, just a couple points per game. But the team's leading rebounder, north of 6 boards per game, Haley Williams, a 5'8 junior forward, and Allison Grable, a 5'6 senior forward as well. Nearly 5 points and 6 rebounds per game so far. So again, for Troy, it's Wettstein, Groff, Judd, Williams, and Grable. And then for Jackson Heights, under head coach Madison Massey, it's senior Bryn Shoup, senior Emma Sides, sophomore Nicole Ammon, junior Jennifer Mellies, and senior Chesney Cochran. The tip-off after a two-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
When you think about your farming operation, we hope you think of opportunity and that the best is yet to come. Hi, this is Union State Bank. We offer a full range of ag loans from a team that understands agriculture and our local communities. Come see us for operating and equipment purchase loans, real estate loans, including farmland purchases, capital improvements, livestock, and more. Our team is ready and able to help you move forward. So let's get growing. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The opening tip-off here at Jackson Heights is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. We got Seth, we got Megan in studio, Blaine Burdick, Ethan and Grant for the Cobra Channel, Brandon Sabin with you here on KNZA, and our game number one of two is off and running. Jackson Heights girls and the Troy Trojans here from Jackson Heights tonight. Cobras opening possession. They go left to right here in this first period of play. Cobras off to a 2-0 start. They get a good look from the right corner, but an offensive rebound is put back up and off the rim, no good. Second chance for Bryn Shoup, and free throws coming here for Jackson Heights as we're 18 seconds in, and the Cobras trying to get on the board as Troy will pick up the first foul here in tonight's game. So at the line, Bryn Shoup, first team All-League last season, perfect on that opening free throw. And Jackson Heights out to a 1-0 lead. This Jackson Heights team off to a 2-0 start. Big win against Atchison County in the opener, followed that with an impressive win against Royal Valley, 35-29. Shoup's second free throw is no good, but an offensive rebound by Jennifer Mellies to keep it alive, and then a pass far side of the floor tipped out of bounds. So Troy still on the defensive end, trying to get their first offensive touch. We're at 7:39 to go in the opening frame, and the Cobras with the possession and a 1-0 lead. Here's Mellies at the left elbow, had it knocked away. Chesney Cochran a look in the corner. Now long skip pass here to the right wing. Zone defense right now for the Trojans. Now a block touch. This is Ammon who had it knocked away. And Wettstein tried to chase it down. It'll still be Cobras basketball. Active hands here by Troy's defense, giving up just 39 points per game. And again, what's been a 1-2 start. Back-to-back losses here for Troy after winning that opener against Valley Falls. And now there's a turnover by Jackson Heights. And finally, here the Trojans into the front court trailing 1-0. Here's Wettstein. D1 commit, Northern Iowa. Dribbling at the top of the circle, going to work. Defended well by Emma Sides. And now a right side three by Groth. It grazes the rim, no good. But it's taken away after a rebound by Chesney Cochran. And a layup is good by Harper Wettstein. So a couple of turnovers, and even after a defensive rebound by Cochran, another steal, this time by Wettstein. She's averaging 5 steals a game early on this season, set the school record for steals in a season last year. 2-1 Trojans, and now a tie-up on the left block, and that's going to give it back to Troy. So now 3 first-quarter turnovers here for this Jackson Heights team. Trojans from right to left, road blue uniforms here tonight as Wettstein works it into the front court from right to left. A couple steps in front of that midcourt line. Here's Nicole Judd. Right side it goes. Right back to Judd. Zone defense right now for Jackson Heights. 3-2 variety. Here's Wettstein, a baseline drive, and then bouncing one to the left block, and a shot missed. Backside rebound pulled in by Jennifer Mellies. And here come the Cobras with senior Brent Shoup. 2-1 our score. About 2 minutes into this opening period. Here is Emma Sides, the senior. One dribble right. Goes back top of the key. Cobras reverse it to the left wing now. This is Cochran. You got this Jackson Heights team off to a 2-0 start and trying to pick up the momentum that they had to end last season, although it was a tough season. We'll have a side out here. Sides going to throw it in. Troy again active with the hands here on the defensive end. Here is Shoup, bouncing it right back to Sides. Now into the corner with Cochran. Here's a ball fake, 2 dribbles left, and now back to the right wing. Now an elbow touch, back to the bucket, skipping left wing. This is Sides again, and the shot clock goes off. A violation has been called. So again, it is experimental for most teams, but we do have that shot clock here tonight at Jackson Heights. Again, we got a full house, full crew on hand here on KNZA and the Cobra Channel as well. We got Blaine, got Ethan, we got Grant here on the video side. Seth and Megan in our control studios in Hiawatha. Wettstein, deep right wing three. It's an air ball. Shoup's going to let it go out of bounds, and back to the Cobras it goes. 5:34 to go opening quarter. Still a tough start offensively for both teams. Troy out to a 2-1 lead. Pressure here in the full court for Troy, nearly forcing a turnover. Here's a long pass up the floor. Nobody there, and the Cobras now 5 first quarter turnovers. Here's Wettstein down the middle. Stops on a dime, keeping that dribble alive. Now going left. Under the screen they go. Deep three, no good. Rebound Bryn Shoup. Good look for Wettstein. Couldn't convert. Jackson Heights trying to push it up the floor. Cochran in transition. And the fans saying slow down. Another pass deep out of bounds. So the turnover's an issue. Early on in this game, not quite 3 minutes in now, 6 first quarter turnovers here for this Jackson Heights team that's averaging 50 points per game. There's a deflection out of bounds. Good hands by the sophomore, Nicole Ammon. And now Troy will have a side out here on the near sideline. 3 minutes in, 5 to go, first quarter, a 2-1 Troy lead. Troy won both meetings against Jackson Heights last year. As Weststein gets underneath, splitting a couple defenders, and she lays it up and in. 4 points for Harper Weststein. Trojans a 4-1 lead. 4:48 to go, and now Weststein, another steal, bouncing it to Judd on the backside. She can't make the layup, but Harper is there to get the offensive rebound and another opportunity. Now Judd passing one inside and lost underneath, out of bounds, off the hands of Allison Grable. And Troy turns it over, and a little frantic pace here this last 30 or 45 seconds. Trojans again working left to right, down 4-1. Here's a foul at midcourt. They get Harper Weststein with her first, and that is the first Cobras team foul. Mentioning again, Troy 2-0 against Jackson Heights last year. Those final 60-37, and then 47-22 was the final here at Jackson Heights. Right now, Cochran trying to get this offense going, and that's a good start. Destiny Cochran, a right corner triple, and it's a 4-4 tie at 4:20 to go in the quarter. Very nicely done there. Here's Weststein, top of the key, backing out on side. Left side to Groff, splitting two, driving in. Good dump down pass to Grable. Her shot rejected at the rim, but they get a foul call on Chesney Cochran. That'll be her first. And free throws coming up here for Troy's Allison Grable. Stops the clock at 4:09 here in the first quarter. We're deadlocked at 4. Here is Grable at the line. Her first freebie rattles in there. 50% from the line coming in tonight. Now 5 of 9 after that connection. Grable set to have one more. She breaks the tie, trying to add to it, and that one no good. And a rebound for Chesney Cochran. 5-4 Troy. Here's Shoup going all the way in transition. That should be an offensive foul. It is. So Shoup picks up the charge. It was played well by Troy in transition on the defensive end. So Shoup picks up her first foul. And team foul number 2 against Jackson Heights. 4 minutes in, 4 to go, quarter number 1. It's a 5-4 Troy lead. Both these teams are 1-0 early on in league play. Here's a skip pass to Groff, and she wasn't ready for it, and Troy turns it over. So Cochran near side to throw it in. Both teams a little bit of issues on the offensive start. Here's a long pass near midcourt, and a bump and a foul. It's going to be called on Nicole Judd. Trojans again, ramping up the pressure in the full court. Third team foul against the Trojans here in this opening frame, and the first on Judd. Here's Shoup far sideline, working left to right. Split a double team. Cochran now a touch up top, one dribble right. Goes to sides on the wing. Now Cochran into the corner, quickly doubled, and now Weststein comes away with a steal, and then she throws it away as the Cobras get it right back. And now a three by sides, front rim, no, hit the rim twice and fell off. And pulled away by Troy as Allison Grable nabbed that rebound. Here's Weststein all the way. Little floater in the paint. Rims out, no, and a rebound for Jackson Heights. Boy, Weststein's had some good looks, but unable to get a couple more buckets. But she does have 4 of the 5, and now another steal. Cobras continue to get in their own way, and a left-handed layup is good by Weststein. She's got 6. 7-4, the Trojans lead at 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. So Troy ramping things up here again, trying to snap a brief little two-game skid coming off the loss to Hiawatha by 2 on Friday at home. Cobras nearly turning it over again, and they do. My goodness. Cobras continuing to squander possessions. Troy going to have a sub. It's going to be Kyler Ludke, 5'7 sophomore, checking into the game. So here's Weststein on the inbound, stepping right into a deep three, and it is nothing but net. 9 in the first quarter for Harper Weststein, and 10-4 now the Troy lead. Here's Shoup, a 2-on-1 break. She'll go to the rack, left-handed layup missing, and a second chance up and no good. And now a third opportunity here. Rebound pulled down by Hewitt, who just checked into the game, and now Chesney Cochran, her second triple from downtown. Big shot for Chesney Cochran, 10-7. Trojans lead is 3. That's 2:14 to go in the first period. Harper Weststein nearly had it taken away. Good defense by the Cobras. But here's Nicole Judd on the perimeter, looking for a backdoor cut. It's not there. Now Groff thought about a three, looking inside. Wettstein caught underneath in traffic. Spins on the right block. Count it and the foul. 11 first quarter points for Harper Wettstein. And she will go to the line. 12-7, the Trojans lead. Foul was on as the free throw is good. Didn't confirm the foul, but into the front court, Sabrina Streeter, beg your pardon, did pick up that foul. Now it's her first. So we're under a minute 50 to go in this first quarter. It's a 13-7 lead, and now Madison Massey and Jackson Heights, they want to talk this over. They burn a timeout. Timeouts here on KNZA are brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors, homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Again, we got a packed house, full crew on hand. We got Seth, we got Megan in our KNZA studios. We got Blaine, Ethan, and Grant here dialed in on the Cobra channel. Brandon Tabman with you as well. Blaine Burdick alongside. What's up, brother? How are we feeling tonight?
Doing good tonight. Glad to be here. Glad to see some Cobra basketball. And hopefully, as a Cobra channel person, hopefully we can see the Cobras continue their win streak.
Well, yeah, well, Harper Wettstein, again, they got to slow her down. She's got 12 of the 13 points. Division I commit to Northern Iowa. But you mentioned the good start for Jackson Heights. They closed out last season. Again, it was only a 6-16 mark for this Cobras team last year, but they went 5-4 in their last nine games after starting just 1-12 on the season, and now 2-0 here to start this campaign. Here's a smooth right side jumper by Chesney Cochran, who's got 8 of the 9. So you got Cochran, who's got eight of the nine for the Cobras, and then 12 of the 13 for Troy for Harper Wettstein. And now Brent Shoup, there's a steal at midcourt, going all the way, little stop, little pop, and a left-handed layup banks in off the window.
That's what we're more familiar seeing with Bryn Shoup here. Bryn, on our, or at least the past two games, has been nothing but steal fanatic, able to jump on the ball. So seeing that now after this couple first minutes is something I'm more recognizable with.
Well, both teams now picking up some things on the offensive end. 13-11, now a three straight away. That is bottomed by Haley Groff. That's her fifth triple of the season, and 16-11 the Trojan lead. Under a minute to go, and right near midcourt, that's a travel going to be called on the junior, Lakota Hewitt. Well, the turnovers piling up here for the Cobras in quarter number one. As another sub is in for Troy, it is the 5'3 freshman, Lena Wiedmer. So Wiedmer checks in, throws it in to Wettstein, 35 on the shot clock here. Here's Wettstein backing out. 12 first quarter points for the Northern Iowa commit. Off to a great start. Gave off a good pass. Groff missing a shot inside underneath the bucket. And Wiedmer nearly pulled it away, but it's picked up by Hewitt. Here is Ammon into the front court. And now a pass to the right corner is taken away by Groff. Another Cobra turnover. Here's Groff stepping into a 19-foot J. Halfway down and out. And flying into the rebound is Brent Shoup. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot clock turned off. Here's Shoup angling right, hands it off on the right wing. This is Hewitt going back, dribbling around the arc to the left wing. Now Shoup in the corner, 13 seconds. She fires a three. It's not there. And a rebound for Harper Wettstein. 16-11, Trojans by five. 6 seconds to go here in the quarter. Wettstein, top of the key, wanting to back out beyond the three-point line. NBA range at the buzzer. And you better believe it, she knocks it down. 15 first quarter points for Harper Wettstein, her second three of the quarter, 19-11 Trojans, as we have closed out the first 8 minutes in the girls' game here tonight. So after one quarter of play here at Jackson Heights, it's the Trojans 19 and the Cobras 11. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens. even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game here at Jackson Heights going to quarter number two. Alongside Blaine, Ethan, and Grant with the Cobra Channel, we got Seth and Megan, our KNCA producers tonight. And right on cue, the inbounds by Jackson Heights and a bump and a foul, not even a second off the clock here. And Troy's going to pick up that foul. It's on Groff in her first. 19-11, the Trojans in front. 15 first quarter points for Harper Wettstein, including two threes and a couple of rebounds. Averaging 22 points per game, which is probably fairly light on the Wettstein standards. So here's Jackson Heights finally into the front court here. As Shoup drives, now a post touch, little turnaround shot. It was tough, not there. Rebound taken away by Allison Grable. Here's Wettstein, long pass, Wiedmer in the corner, thought about it, puts it on the dribble, and it's going to be a travel. Five first half turnovers now for Troy, averaging nearly 17 turnovers a game, this Troy team through the first, now three-plus games. Still forcing some pressure here in the full court. Cobras get it in, and now Cochran up the floor. This is Ammon with it, going down the far sideline, had it knocked away by Grable and out of bounds. So the Cobras a side out here, trailing 19-11 at 7:32 to go in the first half. Far side, it's Sides to throw it in. Bouncing it once, and Shoup getting away, and now Shoup comes up limp, and she lost the handle, and she is slow to get up, and now Wettstein in transition. They're going to blow the play dead, and now got to get Bryn Shoup off the floor, and that, not sure if it was non-contact, but came up a little gimp on the right leg, and now Shoup has to come off the floor for a minute. So no points there, although Wettstein got a bucket right as the official blew the play dead because Shoup was a little bit hobbled up there after that turnover. So the Cobras now into the front court, trailing by eight, early second quarter. This is Sabrina Streeter with the basketball. Long pass up top to Cochran. Cochran, heavy pass onto the right block, and a good tie-up there. Good defense by Allison Grable. And the possession going back to Troy, forcing another Jackson Heights turnover. 13 first-quarter turnovers unofficially for Jackson Heights, and already a couple here in quarter number two. So that has been the issue here early on for Jackson Heights, trying to start 3-0. Last year just winning six games total. Here's Wiedmer, right side on the wing. It goes up top here to Haley Williams. Now Wettstein a touch, left wing. Here's Judd, top of the key. Came off a down screen, nothing there. Beautiful backdoor. Wettstein to the rack. Had it blocked by Cochran, and it's pulled in off the deflection by Ammon and Jackson Heights. Wettstein thought she had a good look, but Cochran was there to reject the shot at the rim. Here's Streeter, the sophomore, between the rings out high. Left side to Cochran, left hip, now puts it on the dribble right. Curling in the lane, tough shot fading away. Nearly banked it in, ball tipped around, and it's picked up by Wettstein. She gets it up the floor, shot in transition, no, and a rebound for Jackson Heights. It's Streeter. Streeter, long pass into the front court. And pulling up, left elbow, jump shot, nothing but net, Emma Sides. The senior, her first basket, makes it 19-13. Trojans by six at 6:08 to go in the first half. Here's Wettstein into the front court, angles left, hands it off to Judd on the wing. She works it back top of the key, waist high dribble for the left hand. Now Wettstein a touch, man-to-man defense here for Jackson Heights. Here's Wiedmer in the left corner, ball faking, getting in the paint, bouncing it on the block. This is Williams, back to Wiedmer. Little two-man game here, and now Wettstein coming to get it on the left wing. Wants a screen by Judd, stepping back, good defense. Wettstein wanted the foul, no call, and off the deflection, Jennifer Melly's the rebound. Here's Cochran into the front court, 5:36 to go first half, 19-13 our score. Here's another jump shot, just barely out, and a rebound for Wettstein. 15 points here in the first half for Harper Wettstein. Now Wiedmer along two, that one short, and a good box out there and rebound, and now a whistle and a foul on Troy. That rebound pulled in by Melly's, her fourth of the half, and the Troy foul going against the lead. Let's double check. It's going against Wiedmer, her first. So Wiedmer comes out. Groff back in on the floor for Troy. 5:21 to go first half. 19-13 our score. Only bucket here in the second quarter belongs to Jackson Heights. They're within six. Here is Lakota Bottom into the front court, deep on the left wing, thinking about a three with Ammon. Now puts it on the dribble, works to the right block, and she'll draw the foul. Going against Allison Grable, and free throws coming up here for the sophomore Nicole Ammon. Second opportunity at the line here for Jackson Heights in this opening half. And the sophomore Nicole Ammon expecting big things from her. And her first free throw is up and in, her first points in tonight's game. And now 19-14, Cobras are down five. Ammon averaged 4 points and five rebounds a game last year as a freshman. And her second free throw catches nothing but air. And a smile on the face, she goes one for two. Trojans will bring it back into the front court from right to left. No pressure with Harper Wettstein. Casual down the middle of the floor. Man-to-man defense for Jackson Heights. Wettstein going to work. Bouncing to Judd. Extra pass to Grable in the corner. Had it knocked away. Now back to Judd on the wing. Here's Groff up top. No dribble. Left pass it goes. Now Wettstein curling. Dumps it down. Grable on the block. Shot up through traffic. Can't get it to go, but she is fouled. And free throws coming for Allison Grable. Good pass after the cut by Wettstein. And Bottom picks up the Cobras foul, her first. And the first team foul here in the second quarter. Grable at the line, her second trip here in the half. This one good. She's now 2 for 3 and has 2 points. A couple of rebounds as well for the 5'6 senior. 20-14, Troy. Second free throw on the way. Front rim, no. Rebound, Chesney Cochran. So Grable goes 1 for 2, and now Cochran into the front court. Left side pass to Sides. Has it deep on the left wing. Man-to-man now as Judd nearly knocked it away, but picking up is Melly. Looking for a long pass underneath. Spin and a reverse layup is not there. Too much strength underneath for Cochran. A rebound pulled away by Grable. Long pass to Groff, and she's going to be called for a travel. Didn't quite settle the pivot foot down on the ball fake, and a turnover by Troy. Sub back in. Good to see Shoot back on the floor. After being hobbled just a moment ago early on in the quarter. 4:24 to go, second quarter, a 20-14 Troy lead. And that's going to be a travel here. The pressure ramped up, a travel called against Lakota Bottom. That pivot foot just drug enough for the call. So unofficially, 16 first-half Cobra turnovers, 3 here in the second. And Wettstein to throw it in underneath for Troy. Backdoor Grable right there, but she missed the layup, gets her own rebound, and throws it out to nobody on the wing. Nobody is there. A little frustration there by Grable. Seventh turnover now by Troy. As Ludke checks back in here for the Trojans, taking the spot of Allison Grable. 4:16 to go, first half. 20-14 is the Trojans' lead. They had a 19-11 advantage after the first. Cobra's trying to chip away here. Here's Sides, Cochran, knocked away up top. Good matchup here with Cochran and Wettstein. Now she picks it up, looking for a backdoor cut. Nobody is there. Shoop went to the corner instead of the block. So miscommunication there. Now Jackson Heights turns it over. And we got a 30-second timeout called by Troy head coach Derek Jasper. So it stops the clock at 3:59 in quarter number two. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Again, thanks for joining us here tonight on KMZA and the Cobra Channel. Thanks again to all of our sponsors across the board. We got Seth Tollefson, Megan Sturton back in our KMZA studios. We got Blaine, Ethan, and Grant here for the Cobra Channel. Brandon Tabman as well on the call here tonight. So, of course, 1-2 as we got the boys game to follow. Very intriguing boys game tonight, but nonetheless, Blaine, Jackson Heights, the turnovers right now, that's been the big issue for them. Yet you look up at the scoreboard, they're only down 6.
I mean, it's definitely something that Cobra's got to start eliminating. I mean, turnovers, I mean, you saw that first quarter with Harper Wettstein taking opportunity of those points, scoring about, I don't know how much you have.
15 in that first quarter,
15, yeah. 15 in the first half, I mean, quarter. I mean, that's, and then as you can see now, they've turned it down a little bit. We only have 3. We're about good, little over halfway, and there's not as many points.
Well, Wettstein, well, right on cue, brother. She knocks down a triple from the right wing, her third 3, and now has 18 first half points. 23-14, the Trojan lead is 9. Now some contact at midcourt. Nicole Judd, a steal up the floor to Wettstein, and another easy bucket. 20 in the first half for Harper Wettstein, and we've still got 3:28 to go in the quarter. It is 25-14. Largest lead here for the Trojans, although they haven't added it on the scoreboard yet, still showing 23-14. although it's 25-14 officially. Here's Cochran, top of the circle. Good deep entry pass on the block. Layup, good. Back to the bucket. Nicole Ammon, her first field goal, I should say. She's got three, and it's 25-16, although it still shows 23 on the scoreboard here for Jackson Heights. Here is Judd around the arc. She'll step back and a little bit short-armed on a three and an offensive rebound for Haley Williams. Weststein, little ball fake, up and under move on the block. She puts it in. 22 now for Harper Weststein. It is 27-16, although Jackson Heights, they're behind a bucket on the scoreboard. Here's another steal at midcourt. Jackson Heights cannot get out of their own way with the turnovers. Now Groff, little sidestep in the lane, missed the shot short. Rebound for Jackson Heights. And Chesney Cochran, she nearly threw it away, but Shoup picked it up here on the near sideline. Shoup working on Judd, and knocked away by Judd. And they're going to say Shoup was the last to touch it. Well, little stop. I think it's Troy Ball. It is. So Judd forcing another turnover. Just good man-to-man defense. Hard to see from the angle we have. And right now on the scoreboard here, it shows 25-16, although it should be 27-16. Here's Judd in the corner. Troy building on this lead in the second quarter. Right side to Groff on the wing, trying to set it up for Weststein. Groff driving through traffic. She lost the handle, out of bounds, and a turnover. Eight first-half turnovers now for Troy. And we're at 2 minutes to go in the half. Right now the Cobras desperate need to stop turning the ball over and get some possessions here in the front court. But right now they had it knocked away by Groff, and Groff comes away with another steal here on the backside. Grable botched the wide-open layup and threw the hands on the head in disbelief. Not an easy as of a bunny as you could get, but the rebound pulled away by Melly. Here's Streeter in the front court, and now a travel's going to be called. Goodness. The Cobras turning it over at a high rate in this first half. Well, right now, again on the scoreboard, it shows 25-16, although they missed the bucket by Troy earlier in the quarter. We'll confirm that at the half. Here's Groff straight away, and she's fouled on a three by Shoup. It's going to be the second foul on Shoup, and Groff is going to shoot three free throws. Groff is the second leading scorer for this Troy team so far, just north of 8 points per game. She is 3 out of 4 at the line this season, and her first one here of three is up and in. So Shoup picks up her second foul. Second free throw is good by Groff. So Groff with 5 here in the first half. 22 for Harper Weststein. And they do have the scoreboard corrected. And the third is up no good. So Groff goes 2 for 3. 29-16. Largest lead here as Cochran pulled down that miss off the free throw attempt. And now Judd, a deflection out of bounds. And the Cobras will have a side out on the far end of the floor. A minute 19 to go in the half. 29-16, Troy. Here's a pass into the paint. Going to work on the block. A lot of contact. It's knocked away in a steal. Here's Weststein into the front court. Long pass to Groff. Awkward shot, no. And now the ball kicked out to the perimeter, out of bounds, and going back to Jackson Heights. So Troy gives up that possession at a minute 7 to go in the period, with Troy leading by 13 at 29-16. You know, we've only had to really note the shot clock once. Harper Weststein, a pickpocket, a theft at midcourt, and she lays it in. She wanted the and one, didn't get the call, but she adds two more. She's got 24 in the half, 31-16. Troy blowing it open here in quarter number two. And now Judd rips it away. Another Cobra turnover. 49 seconds to go in the half. Here's Weststein, the hot hand, bouncing to Grable, but unable to gather it in. It's taken away. Here is Streeter trying to go coast to coast, and she lost it, and Weststein another steal. Weststein set the Troy single season steals record last year, and she's got multiple pickpockets here in this first half at Jackson Heights. There's a missed three. Streeter the rebound. 25 seconds to go for Jackson Heights. Shot clock is turned off. See if the Cobras run down this time. They do not want to give Troy another possession here to close out the half. 31-16. It's all Troy. And that's going to be a travel on Shoup. Boy, the turnover numbers, the biggest issue for Jackson Heights. They'll bring on two more players. Ammon and Bottom are going to check in here for this final 12 seconds. And Derek Jasper wants to talk over this play. And he burns a 30-second timeout. Again, our timeouts all year long on KNZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Jim, we got a full house and a full crew on hand here at Jackson Heights. Thanks to Seth, Megan back in studio. We got Blaine, Ethan, and Grant for the Cobra Channel. Brandon Tabman with you again. Troy led this game 19-11 at the end of the first quarter. They now stand with a 31-16 lead as Harper Wettstein, 24 points in the first half. Groff has five. The other two from Allison Grable. Scoring for Jackson Heights, eight in the first half for Chesney Cochran. They got three apiece from Nicole Ammon and Bryn Shoup, and then 2 points as well from Emma Sines. Jackson Heights under the leadership of Madison Massey, Troy under the leadership of Derek Jasper. Mentioned in the pregame, Coach Jasper, 3 wins away from 300 in his career. Had a chance on Friday against Hiawatha, but came up short at home, 40-38. Troy 1-2 to start. Jackson Heights are 2-0. Here's Wettstein, 4 seconds, on the left wing, spinning, going to work, splitting two, layup at the buzzer, got it at the horn. 26 first half points for Harper Wettstein, and she is in control. 33-16, the Trojans lead at the half. Halftime show next year on KNZA. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We got more coming up right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service. R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
As we celebrate this wonderful and joyous time of year, GM Bank would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and invite you to join us for our annual open houses from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We will be hosting in Hiawatha on Wednesday, December 10th, and in Horton on Thursday, December 11th. Stop by and say hello while enjoying our festive refreshments and join in on the holiday cheer. As an added bonus, Santa will be in each lobby from 3:30 to 4:30 to visit with the children. We look forward to seeing you all on December 10th in Hiawatha and December 11th in Horton. Merry Christmas from GM Bank.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game tonight, high school hoops on KNZA and the Cobra Channel. We are at the half, and the Troy Trojans on the road here at Jackson Heights, leading this game 33-16. Trojans led 19-11 at the end of the first, and they would outscore Jackson Heights 14-5 in quarter number two for this 33-16 halftime advantage. Again, Seth and Megan in studio. We got Blaine, Ethan, and Grant here for the Cobra Channel. Brandon Tabman with you. 26 first half points for Harper Wettstein, and she was coming off 21 points in the loss Friday against Hiawatha, and she has already surpassed that. Came into tonight with 1,428 career points, and right now 26 at the half. And it is worth noting, last season she set the school record for points in a game with 43. So at 26 at halftime, she is certainly on pace to potentially break that mark depending on how the second half plays here tonight. But mentioning 26 for Harper Wettstein, 5 for Haley Groff, and then at 2 points from Allison Grable, the scoring for the Trojans here tonight. Jackson Heights, 8 in the first half from Chesney Cochran. She hit 2 threes early, all 8 of her points actually in the first quarter. They got 3 from Nicole Ammon. They got 2 from Emma Sides. Also 3 points in the first half from Bryn Shoup. Jackson Heights, again, the turnovers unofficially, 25 of those in the first half. My goodness, they are out-rebounding Troy 20-10. Cobras are 2 of 4 at the free throw line. They knock down 2 threes, both mentioning from Chesney Cochran. 9 turnovers in the first half for Troy. They hit 5 of 8 from the free throw line. 3 of the 4 triples put down by Harper Wettstein, again, who leads all scorers with 26 at the half. Our stats again brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services. That's Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting. That's Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Girls halftime score here tonight, Troy 33, Jackson Heights 16. More halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Girls halftime score here at Jackson Heights. It's all Troy. They lead the Cobras 33-16. 5'9 senior D1 commit, Northern Iowa. Harper Wettstein, 26 first half points. She added 5 rebounds, hit 3 threes, and right now outscoring the Cobras by herself by 10 points. Again, the second quarter, Troy outscoring Jackson Heights 14-5. Jackson Heights can't get out of their own way. Unofficially, 25 first half turnovers, and right now they got to cut that number down and figure out a way to start or stop Harper Wettstein, who again is on pace to potentially break her school record from last year for points in a game when she had 43 in a game last year. So again, 33-16, the Troy lead here at the half. The final 2 minute timeout. Second half of the girls game is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines. Each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and Tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting ready to start the second half here at Jackson Heights. And for the Cobra girls, they got to do a couple of things here to get back in this game. One, they got to slow down Harper Wettstein for Troy. She had 26 in the first half, and they also got to cut down on the turnovers, unofficially 25 of them in the first half for Jackson Heights. You look up at the scoreboard, Troy leading it 33-16. Getting ready to start the second half here on KNZA. Thanks again to Highland Community College, the halftime show sponsor here on KNZA all season long. Again, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. So, it'll be the starters for Jackson Heights. It'll be Shoop, Sides, Ammon, Mellies, and Cochran. It'll be Judd, Groff, Williams, Grable, and Wettstein. Same starters for Troy. In half number two. Here we go. We switch sides of the floor. Cobras now with the opening possession going from right to left. Here's Cochran at the elbow. Got caught in a double. Bouncing it out to Shoop in the corner. Now Cochran a screen. Shoop on the wing. Bouncing it inside. Ammon a good post touch. And a layup good by Nicole Ammon. Second bucket and now 5 points for the sophomore Nicole Ammon. 33-18. The Troy lead as Wettstein now from left to right. First offensive touch for Troy in quarter number three. Here's a shot blocked on the baseline. Good defense by Jackson Heights, blocked by Mellies. And a good start here for Jackson Heights. Can they get a bucket? Ammon again on the block. Little post move. Couldn't finish this time. Gets her own rebound, fighting through traffic. And she's going to draw the foul and shoot two. Good start here in the first 46 seconds for sophomore Nicole Ammon. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Troy foul going against Groff, and that is her second, team foul number one, in quarter number three. Ammon at the line. Staggered stance. First free throw. Gets the kind touch. 2 for 3 at the line here tonight. She's got 6 points. 33-19 our score. Second on the way. And again, getting the kind touch. Over the front rim. So 7 here for Nicole Ammon, 33-20. And the first 4 of quarter number 3 scored by the home team Cobras. Here's Grable in the right corner. Now Judd thought about it. Williams, left side, Groff puts it on the dribble. Had it knocked away. And last touch by Groff, and the Cobras turn it over. Or force a turnover, I should say. Now 10 turnovers by Troy here tonight. And now Troy ramping up the pressure. Here in the full court, we played a minute in this third quarter. Cobras a 4-0 start here in this third period. Still trail 33-20. Here's Shoop backing out near midcourt. Man-to-man defense here for Troy, guarded by Judd. Here is Ammon going to work. Left block, turning to her left, putting it up. Off balance, off the window. Nicole Ammon has 9 and all 6 of the Cobras' points here in the first 90 seconds of quarter number 3, and it's 33-22. Here's Judd, head of the circle. Lost it right wing. Now Grable right there. Long chest pass to Groff. Now Judd in the corner. Tees one up. Can't make a three. Wettstein tried to get the offensive rebound, but she missed the follow. Slaps the hands in frustration because she had a good look. Chance for the Cobras to get within single digits here. Here is Shoop. Around the arc from right to left. Bouncing it inside. Ammon, she has the kind touch. Tried to spin one up. Couldn't get that one to go. And a rebound for Wettstein. 7 rebounds tonight for Harper Wettstein. She's got 26. Steps into a deep three. It is off the heel. Fighting for the rebound. Bodies hit the floor. And a travel's going to be called against Jackson Heights. So Sides pulled in the rebound and then hit the floor. and the official gives her the travel call. First turnover on the Cobras in the third quarter. We got 5:50 to go in this frame, and it's an 11-point Troy lead. And the Trojans have been held scoreless in the first two-plus minutes of this third quarter. Here's Judd in the corner, Westheim the feed, and Judd spins in a left corner triple. Nicole Judd, that's her third triple this season, and her first bucket tonight, 36-22 Trojans, at 5.5 minutes to go here in the third. Here is Shoup into the front court, trying to bounce it, but nearly taking away was Westheim, into the hands of Cochran, who fires, air balls a three, and in the backside rebound to keep it alive. Caught in a double team, but gets it back to Cochran up top, going to work on Judd, spins, fading away on the right block. Oh, what touch! Chesney Cochran, beautiful fadeaway J from 10 feet. 36-24, Cobras down 12. 3 minutes in, 5 to go here in quarter number 3. Here's Grable. Here's Groff on the wing right. Now Williams, Judd, left wing. Going to work on Shoup, bouncing it inside. Good touch, shot up off the window, and good. Judd the assist and the bucket by Grable. Grable's got 4, 38-24. Troy by 14 at 4:44 to go in this third quarter. Here's Ammon, left corner, wide open along Deuce off the heel, and a rebound offensively there for Cochran, fading away, can't get that one to go, and now Groff able to pull it away for Troy. First rebound tonight for Groff, 14-point Troy lead, Westheim trying to add, and she nearly airballed a three, just grazed the rim, went out of bounds. Deep from the right wing, and it goes back to Jackson Heights. Troy 38, Jackson Heights 24. Girls game at 4:20 to go in quarter number 3. Here's Ammon up the floor in the paint. Sidestep move beautifully done by the sophomore. Nicole Ammon charging things up. She's got 11 in the game, 8 in the quarter, and it's 38-26. Here's Grable in the left corner. Man-to-man defense by Jackson Heights. Here's Judd up top, shaded a little more to her right. One dribble that way. And now on the wing to Groff. Goes to her left, gets into the rack, and puts it up and in, plus one. Haley Groff, nicely done. She's got 7, and a chance for one more. Foul is on Jennifer Mellies, her first, and the Cobras' first team foul. Ledke checks in for Troy, and taking the spot of Allison Grable. 5-4 sophomore. And Haley Groff, her free throw, just rims out, no good. Can't capitalize on the three-point play, and the rebound pulled in by Jennifer Mellies. 3:48 to go, clock moving third quarter. It's 40-26 Troy. Fading away, tough shot right baseline. That one no good. Offensive rebound for Ammon. Going back to work, and she draws a foul. Nicole Ammon trying to keep the Cobras in it here in the second half. And the Troy foul going against Groff. That's going to be her third. So the sophomore Nicole Ammon at the line to shoot 2. 11 points, 4 rebounds. And she spins in that first free throw attempt. Has 12 to now lead Jackson Heights tonight. Makes it 40-27 at 3:38 to go in the quarter. And her second short, missing off the rim right, chasing it down in the corner, picked up by Judd. Judd directing traffic up the floor herself. Angles right, hands it off to Westheim in between the rings out high. Puts it on the dribble, gets a Judd screen on the right wing. Closed out quickly, good job by Sides. Here's Ledke with it, who just checked in. Now Williams a touch, going to the right elbow, picks it up there, now gets it to Westheim on the wing. Westheim going between the legs, backing out near midcourt. 10 on the shot clock, gets by the defender. Free throw line, Jay, banked home. 28. For Harper Westheim, her first points here of the third quarter. 3 minutes to go in this frame. It's 42-27. The Troy lead is 15. Going to work. Little fadeaway by Mellies with the right hand off the window. Jennifer Mellies, her first field goal tonight, makes it 42-29. Troy by 13 at 2:45 to go in the quarter. Here's Westheim. Hands it off to Groff. She'll fire. Front rim no on a three. Fights her own rebound. Can't make it. Now a second chance up and no good. Another rebound. That time it was Ledke, and she'll go to the line to shoot 2. Heady play by Groff. Understanding her shot was short. Chased down her own rebound and nearly got one up and in, but Ledke bailed her out. Foul on Cochran. That's her second. And Ledke at the line. Her first free throw attempts of the season. First one off a little bit strong. Checking in, we got Elliot Geiger, 5'5 freshman, seeing her first minutes tonight for Troy, taking the spot of Haley Williams. Coming into tonight, Troy 67% at the line as a team, and the second one for Ludke is good. That is her first point in this game. Makes it 43-29. Trojans at 2:37 to go in the third. Once again, ramping up the pressure. Here's Ammon into the front court. Thought about a little stop and pop. Instead, kicks it backside for three. A little bit strong. Shoup fighting for the rebound, but they're going to get her over the back, and it's going to be a foul on Shoup. That's going to be her third. That gives the ball back to Troy as they lead it 43-29 at 2:26 to go in this third quarter. Wettstein 26 in the first half. She's got one bucket here in the third, so 28 in the game tonight. Came into it averaging 22 through the first three. Here is a long two by Geiger who just checked in. Wettstein fighting for the rebound underneath and then had it ripped away. And the Cobras and Mellies stepped on the baseline and gave it right back to Troy. So Wettstein had 27 against Hanover, and that was her highest mark this season, but now 28 here tonight. Well over 1,400 points in her career. And now a travel's going to be called on Allison Grable trying to fight on the left elbow. And Troy turns it over for the 11th time in this game. We're at 1:56 to go in the third. It's Troy 43, Jackson Heights 29. First of two games on tap here tonight on KMCA and the Cobra Channel. Here's Cochran. And now not paying attention inside. That pass taken away by Groff. Another steal. Here's Groff. Thought about a three. Now a drive by Geiger, and she had her shot rejected at the rim, out of bounds. Good job by Cochran. But Troy keeps it at 1:38 to go in this third quarter. Still 30 on the shot clock. Wettstein to throw it in. Left side of her own backboard. Dumps it in. Grable right at the rack. Count it, and the foul. Wettstein the assist. Grable for the deuce. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. They get the foul on sides. That is her first and team foul number four. So the final 1:37, Troy's going to be in the bonus. Grable's free throw pure. Seven in tonight's game. Allison Grable, 46-29, the Troy lead at 90 seconds to go in the third. Jackson Heights working to Cochran in the right corner. Good look for three. Couldn't get this one to go. Shoup high for the rebound. Lost it out of bounds. That's going back to Troy. Great effort there by Shoup. Just couldn't corral it. And Shoup's still a little bit of a limp as she was kind of hobbled in that first half, but good to see her on the floor. Down to a buck 20 in this third quarter. It's all Troy leading it by 17. Here's Wettstein, quickly doubled. Dumps it to Groff, top of the key, splitting two. Bounce pass to Grable, going to work. Shot at the bucket, she got it to go. Allison Grable now with nine here tonight, 48-29. Trojans blowing it open here with a minute to go in the third. Here is Shoup, left side, looking at Madison Massey, her head coach, getting the play call. Now sides, lost it at the elbow. It's on the deck, and another turnover. Here's Judd, long pass, near sideline. It's Groff, right wing three on the way. Front rim, no. Good box out and rebound there for Jennifer Mellies. 40 seconds to go here in the quarter, 48-29 Troy. Here's Shoup, inside to Mellies. Had it knocked away, ball's on the deck, a whistle and a foul's going to be called against Troy at 31 seconds to go in the quarter, shot clock at 23 seconds. And they get the Troy foul on Groff, and that is her fourth. So that brings back Wiedmer into the game, as Groff's going to have to take a seat here with four fouls late in the third quarter. 31 seconds to go. Cochran throws it right to Shoup at the free throw line, and she buries a nice mid-range jumper. Shoup, her first points in the second half. She's got five. It's 48-31 Troy. Now on the backside, wide open. It's Elliot Geiger. Nobody marked. And an easy bucket for the freshman makes it 50-31. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot clock turned off. Down to seven. Here's Shoup near midcourt. Guarded by Wettstein. 4 seconds. Left elbow. Shoup turning. Kicking left. Here's a desperation shot. It's no good. A rebound for Grable, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. It's been all Troy tonight, and they got 8 minutes to secure a victory at the end of the third quarter in our girls' game tonight. It's Troy 50 and Jackson Heights 31. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7777.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game beginning in the fourth quarter. It's all Troy, 50-31. They lead here at Jackson Heights. Here's Harper Wettstein. 28 points in tonight's game. Goes to Judd on the right wing. Now Grable on the block. Hacked underneath by Cochran. Free throws coming for Allison Grable. Cochran picks up her third foul. And Allison Grable now, another opportunity at the line for her. She's 3 out of 5 at the line here in this game tonight. That one just a touch short. She has 9 points and 5 rebounds. As Troy looking to snap a little 2-game skid, losing back-to-back games to Hanover and Hiawatha most recently on Friday as Grable goes 1 for 2. Good arc and finish on that one, and she's got 10. And that is her season high here in the early going. 51-31, the Troy lead is 20, as we got 7:33 left in the game. Here's Ammon going to work. Tough shot over bodies, and she got it to go. Nicole Ammon, another deuce. 14 for the sophomore, Nicole Ammon, and it's 51-33 Trojans. 40 seconds into this fourth and final quarter. Here's Groff straight away, puts it on the dribble to her left, goes to the block, and a whistle and a carry is called, and a turnover by Troy. 12 turnovers in the game by the Trojans. And the Cobras running out of time. They're down 51-33, just north of 7 minutes to go. Left side, good look from the wing. Sides for three, and she got it to go. Emma Sides, first three tonight. And the full timeout's going to be called by Jackson Heights, so we'll follow suit. 7:02 to go in the girls' game, 51-36. Troy by 15. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Community Healthcare System wishing you and your family a joyful, healthy holiday season as we celebrate this special time of year. We want to thank our patients, staff, and communities for your trust and support. Whether you're gathering with loved ones, traveling near or far, or simply enjoying a peaceful moment at home, we hope your holidays are filled with warmth, laughter, and good cheer. From all of us here at Community Healthcare System, happy holidays, and may the new year bring you health, happiness, and hope.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game tonight here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. We appreciate Seth and Megan back in our main studios. We've got Blaine, Ethan, and Grant here for the Cobra Channel. Brandon Tamman with you as well. Out of the full timeout, 7 minutes to go in the girls' game, and Troy's lead, 51-36. Cobras have scored the first 5 here in the fourth quarter, but they got a ways to go, and now what a little dipsy-doo move. Haley Groff right to the rack, and a scoop in with the left hand. 9 for Groff, and it's 53-36 Troy. 6:44 left. Ammon had the hot hand tonight. She gets her own rebound, and a second chance up, no good. The foul's on Wettstein, and free throws coming for the sophomore, Nicole Ammon. This will be her 7th and 8th attempts at the line in this game. She is 4 out of 6. And the free throw up and in. 15 for Nicole Ammon tonight. She has scored majority of her points here in the second half. And the second on the way. She got them both. 13 of her 16 have been scored in the second half. It's a 15-point Troy lead at 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Judd on the right wing. They set it up for Wettstein. She has 28. Crazy to say, she's been quiet here in the second half. Wettstein now in the left corner, working it back to the wing, picks it up there, looking for a skip. Now Groff up top, right to Judd, a little bit more to the right side on the wing. Now Wettstein towards the corner. Here is a nice pass to Groff, looking inside for Grable, had it knocked away, and a jump ball is going to be called. Tie up possession, gives it back to Jackson Heights. So a turnover by Troy, and we're down to 6:08 to go in the game, with Troy leading at 53-38. Long pass over the top. Ammon catching on the run. Wants to go coast to coast. Can't get the layup to go. And a rebound for Groff. Jackson Heights, they've missed multiple bunnies here tonight. Now Groff, little two-on-one. Wettstein can't get the layup to go. And now fighting for the rebound. Going to be another tie-up. And now this time it'll stay with Jackson Heights. Or correction, with Troy. Beg your pardon. 53-38 Troy. 5:57 to go in the game. Wettstein to throw it in. Long pass, Judd, they don't mark her. She turns down an open three, will reset. Now Wettstein in the corner. Dumping down a pass to Williams. Good extra pass, Williams, but Grable can't make the layup. And a backside rebound, second chance by Groff. Groff tees it up left corner, front rim no on a triple. And another offensive rebound, and free throws coming for Troy Taylor Williams. Second chance opportunities here. Even third opportunities for Troy. The foul is on Lakota Bottom, and that is her second. Team foul number two in the quarter. Williams' first free throw up and good. First point tonight for Haley Williams. Did not score in the Hiawatha or Hanover game. And had two against Valley Falls, and now two for two at the line here on this stint, and that's 2 points here tonight. 55-38 Troy with 5:37 to go in the game. Up the floor. Here's Bottom. Diving in from the left block, and she got it to go. Lakota Bottom, the junior, her first point. Makes it 55-40. Troy by 15 at 5:22 to go in the game. Here's Grable, right wing, up top to Judd. Williams flashing at the elbow. Now Groff diving in from the right wing. Rejected by Cochran at the rim. Good defense. Third block tonight for Chesney Cochran. Long pass up the floor. Shoot. Ball faking on the right wing. Now stops on a dime on the block. Dumped down Ammon. Missed the layup and a rebound for Williams. Good look for Ammon, but there was some traffic in there. 3+ minutes gone by in the fourth quarter. Troy by 15. Here's Williams at the free throw line. Now Grable right wing. Up top to Groff. Going to work. Diving all the way to the rack. Beautiful finish with the right hand. Haley Groff taking it herself to the rim, and it's 57-40. Groff now with 11 tonight for Troy. Down to 4:35 left in this game. Here's a bounce pass to Ammon at the free throw line. Thought about pulling instead. Kicks it back up top here to Emma Sides. Here's Shoop left side on the wing. Working back top of the circle. Spins away from Judd. Now Ammon had it knocked away and a steal by Judd. Turnover for Jackson Heights, and now Wettstein losing at the free throw line. Body hits the floor, should be a jump ball, and it is. And it will be Cobra's ball on the possession arrow. So we're down to 4:13 in this fourth quarter, 57-40. Troy by 17. Well, Troy last year set a school record for defensive points per game. They allowed under 33 to the opposition. Coming into tonight, they were giving up 38.7 in a 1-2 start. Top of the key, it's Bottom. Now Ammon deep in the post, tried to get her underneath, but the pass deflected, taken away by Wettstein. Another steal for her. Here's Wettstein, 28 in the game, but only 2 in the second half. Down to 3:45 to go. 57-40, Troy by 17 in our girls' game. Here's Groff, she's had a nice night. Going back to work, to the rack again, the sophomore over Cochran this time. Groff now with 13 and 6 in the fourth quarter. 59-40. Trojans by 19 at under 3.5 to go. And now Shoop a little off balance, and she's going to be called for a travel. Driving to the rim, another Jackson Heights turnover. Elliot Geiger, the freshman, back in on the floor. Also Lena Wiedmer, another freshman in for Troy. As we're down to 3:24 left in this game, and the Trojans leading it by 19 at 59-40. Most points Troy has scored in a game this season. Still got 3 minutes to go. Here's Groff. 6 points in the fourth quarter, 13 in the game, working on the left wing. Good defense by Sabrina Streeter. Now left side, a three on the way. Weidmer, an offensive rebound, all 5-3 of her, keeping it alive on that possession. Here's Weststein at the free throw line. Oh, what a move in the lane. And a scoop shot good. 30 for Harper Weststein. 61-40. Troy by 21. Here's Bottom, lefty for three. Nearly banked it in from the left wing, but short. And a rebound for Groff. 2:44 left, 61-40. Troy en route to their second win of the season. Here's a bounce pass into the corner. Now Groff stepping in. Little 10-foot J. That one's short. Fighting for her own rebound, and she keeps it alive. And now fading away is Weststein from the baseline. 32, scoring in all varieties. 63-40. Troy by 23 at 2:20 to go. Here's Ammon on the block, turning on a triple team. Got it through, but missed the shot. And Weststein able to save it in underneath. Final 2:09 to go in the game. Trojans en route to a victory here tonight. Here's a bounce pass. It's Weidmer, baseline. Now bouncing back to Weststein. Wasn't quite ready for it. Now on the floor. Should be a tie-up again. But they're going to give the timeout to Madison Massey and Jackson Heights. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout's on KNCA, brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Troy girls en route to a victory here tonight. They have pretty much led it wire to wire. It is 63-40. They led 19-11 after one and 33-16 at the half. They led 50-31 going into this fourth and final quarter. Right now, 63-40. Is the score as Harper Weststein, 32 points, a season high for her. And that puts her right now at 1,450 career points.
Yep. Exactly.
Harper set multiple school records last season, including points, steals, points in a game, and also free throw percentage as the Troy girls squad went 23-2 last season. They were the undefeated NEKL champs and finished third at the state tournament. They lost a good senior class. This youthful guard-heavy newcomer group for Troy going to have to step up and fill the gaps here with Weststein on the floor throughout the season. And we're under 2 minutes to go out of the timeout as Chesney Cochran, a deep three, halfway down and out, and a rebound for Troy. Ava Marriott, who has checked into the game, second game appearing for her for Troy. And now Weidmer fires a deep three. It's no good. Second chance up and no good. That missed by Geiger, and now chasing it down near midcourt is Sides. And now a long pass to Streeter in the right corner. We're down to a minute 17. Ammon a three, and she is fouled on the three, and down she goes.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap.
Down to a minute 15. We will step aside, injury timeout. We're back right after this.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the free throw by Bryn Shoup, her second attempt, no good. Shooting all three free throws, Nicole Ammon was fouled a moment ago and came off the floor with a little bit of an injury. So Shoup stepping in to take the three free throws, and she hits the last one there. So one for three for Bryn Shoup. We're down to a minute 13 in this girls' game, 63-41 Troy. And now we got a scrum underneath, and that should be another tie-up. Possession arrow is going to keep it on this end of the floor with Troy. So again, Troy, after back-to-back losses against Hanover and Hiawatha, after they won their opener last Tuesday against Valley Falls. Going to even up the record here at 2-2 and move to 2-0 in league play. Leading this game by 22. There's a missed shot inside and a rebound ripped away and another tie-up, and it's going to go back to Jackson Heights. That was Ludke. It's Troy a little bit deep into the bench here, so Wettstein's night is done, finishing with 32 to lead all scorers. She had 26 at the half. We're under a minute to go. Jackson Heights getting tied up. Wiedmer, good defense underneath, and that's the third consecutive tie-up. And now it goes back to Troy at 54 seconds remaining in the game. Don't forget, we'll have our post-game show for the girls' game. We'll get you a player of the game and get you set for the boys' contest as well here tonight with Jackson Heights hosting Troy. But it's been all Troy in the girls' game, and the final 50 seconds getting ready to wrap things up here tonight in game one. Well, again, Troy had their opportunities. Here's a turnover, a steal for Jackson Heights. And Streeter goes all the way. She can't make it. Cochran, the offensive rebound. She can't make a second attempt. And now another tie-up underneath. So it'll be Jackson Heights ball. Final 30 seconds. About 31 seconds to go in the game. 28 on the shot clock. Cochran to throw it in. Bouncing it to Shoup underneath. Tied up. Threw up a tough shot. And another tie-up off the miss. And we're going back to Troy. Shot clock turned off. So that should pretty much about do it. As Lakota Bottom's going to check in here. Cobra's getting another sub in. Camber Womack. As Coach Massey going to get a couple of end-of-bench players in the final seconds here. Lillian Wickman, a sophomore, is also on the floor. The final 25 seconds about to be run out here by Troy. Impressive win for them tonight here on the road to get to 2-2 on the season and 2-0 in league play. So they have won 16 consecutive league games going back to the beginning of last year. And now the Cobras scrambling here on the defensive end. Final 8 seconds. Troy just working it around the perimeter here. Final 2 seconds into the corner. Desperation shot at the buzzer. No good. And that is the end of the girls' game tonight. It is all Troy on the road as they win it here at Jackson Heights. It is 63-41. Our postgame show next year on KNZA, presented by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Postgame after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halfway in, halfway to go here on KNZA tonight. It's high school hoops in our post game of the girls' contest brought to you by V Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Alongside Seth Tollison, Megan Sturton in our KNZA studios. We got Blaine Burdick, Ethan and Grant alongside the Cobra Channel. Brandon Tedman with you as well. So Troy snapping a brief two-game skid, evening the record at 2-2 on the season. Basically led it wire to wire as they won here at Jackson Heights tonight, 63-41, as Troy jumped out to a 19-11 first quarter lead. They outscored the Cobras 14-5 in quarter number two. They led it 33-16 at the half, and that was more than enough to come away with the victory tonight. Jackson Heights, their first loss of the season, now 2-1 after beating Atchison County and Royal Valley last week. Cobras taking their first loss here early on in the 25-26 season. Get your stats in this game tonight, and we'll start with Troy with the winner, and it's Harper Weststein. She had 26 at halftime. She finished with 32 points and 9 rebounds. That's her season high, as she is now over 1,450 career points, but a season high for Harper Weststein, 32 along with 9 rebounds, with 26 of those 32 in the first half of play. Haley Groff had 13 points and 6 rebounds. 10 points as well for Allison Grable. 3 points from Nicole Judd. They got 2 apiece from Haley Williams and Elliot Geiger. And they got 1 point as well from Kyler Ludke. Scoring tonight for Jackson Heights, Nicole Ammon. How about the second half from her? She had 16 in the game to lead the Cobras. She was 6 of 8 at the line. Added 4 rebounds as well. Chesney Cochran, a rebound away from a double-double. She had 10 points and 9 rebounds. Brent Shoup had 6 points, 5 points from Emma Sides. Jennifer Melly's 2 points, but she had 8 rebounds. And Lakota Bottom had 2 points as well and a couple of rebounds for Jackson Heights. Some of the team numbers unofficially, Jackson Heights, 33 turnovers. That was a big issue in the first half. Cobras hit 8 of 13 from the free throw line, collected 30 total rebounds, and hit 3 threes as well. Troy, 15 turnovers in the game. They were 50% at the line, going 8 of 16. 5 threes in the game for the Trojans, 3 off the right hand of Harper Weststein. And Troy, 29 total rebounds in tonight's game. Our player of the game is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and it will go to Harper Weststein here tonight, the 5'9 senior for Troy. Northern Iowa commits, again, her standards, I would say, and maybe she would agree or not, but maybe kind of a slow start to her season. Just 21-9, which is crazy to say on Friday night in the loss to Hiawatha at home, but she bounced back with a big one tonight. 32 points and 9 rebounds. Harper Weststein, our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's the first of two games in the book tonight. We've got the boys contest coming up here in about 10 minutes, so for now, we'll send it back to the KNZA studios. Seth Tollison will take care of you for the next handful of minutes, and we'll come back. Myself, Blaine, Ethan, Grant, we'll take it back over here for the nightcap. Boys contest on deck. It's Jackson Heights hosting Troy. Girls final. Troy wins it 63-41. Boys game coming up after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.